Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Good afternoon. Had a beautiful show planned for you. And then the self-centered, narcissistic behavior of Kenneth G. Cott has sideswiped the entire GD thing. And I blame you, Kenny, you in that turquoise t-shirt. You son of a... So, here we are. And once again, the beginning of the show, as if it's planned, is sideswiped. Now, I'm going to surprise the audience, Rico, because I'm going to be effusive in my praise of what we're about to talk about. But it won't matter. Won't matter. Because they'll hear me, but they won't listen. So, David, I want David to intro this. This is his problem. This is his topic now. And now I blame David. It started with Kenny at 1:50 blowing up our show meeting.
Right. David and I were hashing out the Steelers-Niners trade, and Kenny was like, wait, there's more. I got something for you.
Roberts, Kenny, David, intro the breaking news. I'll talk about it against my will, and then I'm moving on. I cannot do this again.
Yeah, let me give you the news of the day. Sharon Moore says.
Maybe.
He may not want to say that.
Hopefully, that wasn't in the text thread.
Everything is set, my friend.
That wasn't in that Connor Stallions text thread.
Take it easy.
All right, let's try this again. Sharon Moore says that Jim Harbaugh will no longer be the honorary captain for August 31st game, says he decided to stay in the foxhole with the Chargers instead of taking a deep, long bow.
What happened?
Oh, I can tell you what happened if you want to read between the lines. David, I don't want to cut into you if you're done. I know this is your team. But Sharon Moore started this whole press conference and he said something. And I mentioned it to you and you're like, yeah, what else is he supposed to say? But he started off saying, Michigan and himself, they're fully cooperating with the NCAA. All right, of course you got to say that. And then he hits us with this bomb later. This tells me that the NCAA said, hey, Michigan, it's not about you. It's about him. You bring this man here, and we're going to hit you with a chair. You keep this man away. You don't spit in our face. We'll work with you. We'll slap you on the wrist. We'll charge you a fine. And we'll move on, and we'll put this whole thing to bed.
Smartest thing they've done in 2 years. It's absolutely what you and I talked about.
It's like they listened to our show.
It's a bad idea to bring him back. But again, Harbaugh, no. I don't believe any of his words at all. He's a proven liar. He's a malignant narcissist. This isn't him. Mm-mm. This is the school going, you know what? we invited too many people to the wedding. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go ahead and Aunt Margot's not coming.
All of a sudden, it's a number from 212. Who this?
Yeah. Uncle Larry.
This is Jim. Jim who?
Look, the reality is everything you said I agree with. I know that's illegal. I'm not supposed to agree with you ever.
No, I'm not supposed to.
Oh, I get it confused. You. That's right. My fault.
It's whatever you say. What's up, Guff?
We have a real problem to start this show today. Look, I think the best thing Michigan could do to avoid the penalties, you just disassociate from Jim Harbaugh. Seriously. I mean, just like you disassociated from your scumbag kicker years ago. Just disassociate. I just wouldn't acknowledge him. I wouldn't bring him back. I wouldn't talk about him. I wouldn't do anything. Not until the dust settles. Not until they do what they got to do and or the NCAA bleeps off to the sun. In the short term, it's what we talked about. It made no sense to do it. It was the typical self-serving, you know, feeding of the base, like putting chum in the water. Enrico and I, we looked at each other last week and I'm going, why would you do that? Days after the NCAA just hammered him, after he talked and opened his blabber mouth again, I just wouldn't do it. Yeah. Well, now Sharon Moore did the smartest thing. Yeah. Seriously, we're cooperating. And yeah, Harbaugh's got dinner plans. Whatever.
Okay, because here's the thing. Everybody says, well, the NCAA's toothless. They don't have any power. The NCAA has power. They don't want to use it. They are the ultimate permissive parent. Just please clean up your room. Listen to your mother. Don't make me have to put the hammer down on you. And if you do that, you can half-ass do it. It's enough for us. But if you lie, you spit in our face and you try to embarrass us, we're going to come after you. And you saw what happened.
It makes you feel like, whether it's through back channel or intermediary, whatever you want to call it, somebody picked up the phone and was like, hey, don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like the scene in The Irishman, and Pesci's like, it's over. Like, stop immediately, please.
Because if you continue going down this road, you know where it's going to lead. Is he worth being the honorary captain of everything that we're going to do? Because I do believe, Mike, they had two punishments for Michigan. One is the punishment Michigan will probably get, which is a lot of people thought. It's going to be a slap on the wrist. You're going to pay a hefty fine. You may lose some scholarships. But then they close the door and we move on. Or punishment number two, you bring him here. You knew he was going to say something because it's in his nature. Harbaugh just couldn't go out there and flip a coin. No.
Look, I think
he's going to have to give me that microphone. He would take the referee's microphone and just start pontificating about everything about the NCAA and who's got it better than us. And, you know, you just, you know, take your vitamins and all of that stuff. He would have said everything.
Whoever made the decision to have him not be there, which I refuse to believe was him, they're brilliant. And they did something very smart for Michigan football, and now you can focus on your season. Sharon saying we're cooperating. Sharon saying, I don't care, release the messages. Doesn't matter to me. If they're so innocuous, why would you delete them? Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but if I wish Kenny a happy birthday, I'm not deleting it. Yeah. I don't care if Kenny gets picked up for being a meth dealer. I said happy birthday. What the hell's the problem?
Yeah, what were you doing texting? You read it. It was happy birthday, and which restaurant you want to go to?
Right. Kenny, can I buy you a pizza? I'm not deleting that. The point is, it gets you closer to, I think, just football. So I'm still upset that Kenny brought this up 10 minutes before showtime. I'm still upset that we opened the show with this. But the question is, do you agree with the move. Look, I think there are many dyed-in-the-wool Wolverines who actually kind of get their rocks off on being the whole defiant brat. I don't think those people are happy. Now, they'll also be the same people dumb enough to believe that Jim's staying in the foxhole. Yeah. God bless. I wish I could live with that level of naivete that you do.
So 248-539-9797 for you Michigan fans out there. Are you disappointed that Michigan appeared to, you know, kowtow to the NCAA and just, or are you happy? And you're saying, you know what? My school did the right thing. This is what needed to be done. Yes, I am.
Doug's not here today. 248-539-9797. Let's go to our resident Wolverine POS, Mr. David Hatchetman Hull. David, your thoughts on this?
Yes, they did the right thing in the end.
There he goes agreeing
again. In the end, they did the right thing. But according to reports and according to a lot of Michigan fans, which they're right, I guess, Sherrone Moore asked him to be honorary captain in January, is what they're saying. That makes no sense to me.
You know,
the timeline of that makes no sense.
Can I say this
again?
They
just can't get out their own way.
No, that's my point. David, I'm going to say it again to you. Rico and I have always taken the approach. You can't have an answer for everything. You can't have an alibi for everything. And you can't always be right. Michigan football and their bought and paid for media operate in a sphere they always have an answer for. I left that long ago. Sure he did. Don't care. We heard about it the other day. In the midst of what's going on. Don't care.
But because here's what I think, that's why I bring it up, is because I sure didn't hear about it until after they gave him the show cause and the suspension. Then I heard about it. Didn't hear anything coming from anybody saying, oh, well, we actually did this in January. I don't believe that. But this is the right thing. You need to separate yourself from Jim Harbaugh. He was and still is the problem for this program. He needs to go far away, and you need to stay away from him.
He is. And look, we talked about this all fall. He couldn't stay there. He had to get out, because if he was the coach there, the NCAA would have absolutely dropped a bomb on him. They hate him. He's given them reason to hate them. And he hates them. It would be much worse if Jim Harbaugh were still here. Much worse. So, yeah, I think it's the smartest thing they've done. He can't be there. And he can't come back this fall. And frankly, he can't come back until the sanctions are done. Just levied. Once the dust settles, do whatever you like. You want to make a Jim Harbaugh ice sculpture? Have everybody can roll up to the ice sculpture and rub on it and do whatever they like. Whatever you want. I don't care. You can't do it now. Smartest thing they've done. Whoever made the call, genius. If it was Sherrone, genius.
If it was Ward,
genius. Yeah. Whoever was the adult in the room and stepped in and went, we can't do this. Now, if you believe it was Harbaugh, well, then I'd like to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $450.
Yeah.
David, Ticket Text, what do the people have to say after Kenny once again ransacked the beginning of this show?
NCAA is a whooped little puppy. No reason to kick them around anymore. Way to go out with honor and being a great coach. Go blue.
Oh, my God. Is that a real person?
That is a real person.
That's AI.
That can't be real.
Disappointing.
Please tell me they have not spread their seed amongst this planet. Oh, my God. Can read it one more time. I want to see if I can do this without vomiting.
NCAA is a whooped little puppy. No reason to kick them around anymore. Way to go out with honor and being a great coach. Go blue.
You know what? That's satire. It's not real.
I don't think so.
It's real.
No, it's 80 and sunny.
That it's sounds like the out. Proud parent of about 8 kids right there.
Oh, please, no.
You know what? I refuse to believe it's real. I'm not going to live in that world.
I think it's real. You know, we should call him back.
No.
Yeah, text back. Let us know you're real.
David?
Jerry in Sterling Heights says, disappointing. I wanted to see the fireworks of Harbaugh coming back and the NCAA's response, especially as an uninvolved party. Okay.
You knew he was not going to be quiet if he showed up. It just wasn't going to be he's there for the photo ops and for his ring and taking. No. He would have just stopped the game right before and gave a 5-minute speech that would have lived in infamy.
He would have had NCAA painted on his ass.
Right.
Take a look at this.
this would have been rivaled up with Lou Gehrig. Like, wow. Jim's is just up there really. Wow. Yeah.
Michigan did the right thing. Enough of the distractions, and let's move on to the season.
That's please. It. Play ball. Play ball. See if you can get to 9 wins. You got Texas 2 weeks into the year. See if you can get back to the playoff. Move it forward. I see, that's my only perspective on it. What Harbaugh did is what I view it the same way as D'Antonio. The minute Mark was gone, bleep off to the sun. I don't want you at practice. I don't want you leering. I don't want your influence. And I don't want you making things worse for me. Harbaugh being here or Harbaugh talking makes it worse for you. Smart move. Just get him the hell up out of here. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay. So that is a one and done for me. I don't want to hear the name Jim Harbaugh again. I'm sick of it. So we will move on. Smart move by the school.
Until this press conference, I'm sure, later
please on. Please, just no. My answer is no. I want to bring
Kenny, keep monitoring that.
No, don't. And I'll tell you what, Kenny, the minute you find breaking news, roll it up nice and tight and pound it right up your...
Well, let me read you this text real quick. This is Dan from Port Huron. He says, I'm a Michigan fan. We did wrong, got caught. But can we please move past this? Tell Kenny, if he brings it up again, we will remove his hockey elite status.
Yeah, I got guys. You could move past it if you just would stop acting a fool. That probably would help. Like, again, I will never understand why Connor Stallions is being given an audience on Netflix. You're a psychopath and a cheat, and I don't need to hear from you. Not interested. Have the sanctions come down. Let's play football. That's it. This isn't 1984. No one's shutting your program down. So let's just move on. Sports a joke. It's WWE. I had something different. Originally, what I wanted to bring up to open the show. I want to know if there's a single human being who feels like baseball season's not too long. I was joking around with a buddy of mine. And he's like, well, at least your Yankees are going to the playoffs. And I go, yeah, too bad. There's still a quarter of the season left. He goes, no, there's not. I go, yeah, there is. It's over 40 games left in the season. And I think about here in Detroit, baseball season has primarily been over since May.
July.
And you sit here right now, the Tigers are not a part of your every day. They're not a part of our radio show. They're not. You don't watch them on TV. Please listen, it's free. And yet, if you check the standings, you have over 40 games to go. 25% of your baseball season is still left to be played. We're excited about college football. We're excited about NFL football. Hell, I could sell you this pen. You're excited for the Wings to get up north and get to training camp in September. All of these things will take place before baseball even begins its playoffs. That is obscene. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. You know what I'm not excited about? The last 40 games. Like, can we just get to the playoff? Can someone explain to me, how can we make baseball relevant? How the business model can't work this way. I mean, look at the vast majority of parks. They're empty. Who's watching the vast majority of teams that are garbage? No one. And yet, baseball, where attention spans have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, baseball continues to operate under a business model like it's 1973. 162 baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
162? The NFL plays 18 and I'm dead by the end of the year. Basketball's half of that. And I'm ready to check out by January. Mm-hmm. Or reverse order, I just don't watch it until January. Harry, like, what can we do to fix this? I'm being very serious with you. It doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in a beautiful playoff chase, it is, but that's so finite. The sport has no salary cap.
No, but Mike, if you're in a playoff chase, kind of like you just kind of want to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you don't want somebody to get hurt, an arm to get blown out. Can we just start to play? Can we go back to the way when it used to be, where the World Series started at the beginning of October, not November?
That's right.
Okay? It was Mr. October for a reason, because only two teams got to see what October baseball looked like. Everybody else was done.
I would argue the following. It's a hot take, but I actually mean this. It's not hyperbole. There shouldn't be October baseball.
No, that is not a hot take, Mike. That is actually a very smart take.
They're like Labor Day
because
should be the playoffs.
Because there, to me, there are two things that baseball could do if you really wanted to improve. One, every team in the North, you start your season in the South.
Or warm weather or indoor climates.
Or indoor, because therefore there won't be any rainouts. No Miggy hitting a home run in the snow. Yeah, we all saw that. And what'd you get? Nothing but bits. I would simply say, and this... You want to really expedite the season, but the players will never sign off? Doubleheaders. Old-fashioned doubleheader. You know, the time when I was a kid, yeah, it was fun because you got two for one. You got to go down to the ballpark and watch two games.
You just need less games.
And no, but I'm saying it would be less days because they eliminated them.
Like, think about this. You've wasted another year of Scooble. Scooble still has 25% of the season to pitch in meaningless games and run the risk of blowing out. Now, in the NBA, it's the equivalent of playing for the Wizards, except Bradley Beal caught a bad fart and missed the last 20 games of the year. Tarek Scooble, why pitch him? See, you end up in a weird space here. Like, why am I running the risk with any of my best players? I'm done. My team's toast. I got 40 games. I got 7 turns through the rotation. 8 turns. What the hell is the point of Scooble pitching?
No, you're right, because at this point, I'm just going to go ahead and power you down, son.
So if you're sitting there, that unless you are, and even as they've expanded the playoffs, unless you are a handful of teams, you're playing meaningless baseball. A vast majority of the league. Rico, Can someone help me? And I love baseball, but it's got to wake up.
It does. It's
tell a Tiger fan there's over 40 games left. They wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about what the attendance at the gate is because they've already made their money.
What, the TV deals?
Yeah, I can't stress enough. Baseball, pro sports, period. It's billionaire welfare. We all get a nice fat check no matter what happens. If no one shows up, the check does not get decreased in value.
41 games left. I just checked.
So
if, 41 games.
So if Detroit wants to show up, great. We'll offer them, what is it, Game of Thrones night tonight, whatever it is. Sure. We'll just make stuff up to get people to come out there. And if not, screw it. We still got money.
And again, I just bring up the Scooble point tonight. What's the point? What good comes of it? I mean, imagine in the last 41 games if Scooble gets hurt. Imagine in the last 41 games if one of your other arms, who you're leaning on, blows out. They're gone all next season. What is the actual point here? And baseball, in a time where every league season is already too long, baseball's double that. Double. I mean, pitchers and catchers report in February. The sport's not ending till basically November.
Mm-hmm.
And football has taken up all the oxygen. Baseball struggles for attention in April. Why? The draft.
Yeah.
Baseball struggles for attention in the height of the summer. Why? Training camp. And baseball flat out disappears unless you're roughly 4 to 6 teams in September. Yeah. Why? Football.
Brother, you could make the case that the Tiger baseball season ended last Thursday.
It actually ended when Scott Harris refused to sign anybody this offseason, but sorry. Oh.
It officially ended last Thursday.
Okay, fair.
Lions' first preseason game, even though no one really cared, even though it was just, what, was it 14-3? No one paid attention to the Tigers. And now you're worried about injuries and all this other stuff. And it's like you said, what's the point of putting Scooble out there? What if I'm the Tigers, just bring up every young guy, the core, so to say, that we've been waiting on. And maybe I'm interested in that and watching some 4A baseball.
But even then, 41 games of it. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
When you start to put this in perspective, how can any league on this planet play 162 games a year and people pay attention? I'm a Yankee fan. I'm done paying attention. Wake me up when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Seriously, at the other end of the spectrum, I won't even bring up the White Sox. You're a Tiger fan. Wake me up later. You're a Blue Jays fan. Like, what? There's no point to any of it. And yet they keep bumping along. It's so bizarre to me. 248-539-9797. Would love to have some conversation on that. We'll get some ticket texts, knock down a few calls. We'll get a little football here at 45 as David's about to get a new wide receiver. Huh? No?
If the price is right.
Bit of breaking news for you guys. I think I've solved a mystery. I have figured out why Wojo can't work today. You know what today is?
The 13th?
It's Taste of the Big House, where they invite all the media yuck-yucks down there to taste their new menu items for football season.
You know
season.
What? I did see that. Yeah.
I am seeing a lot of stuff, the beers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, okay.
Uh-huh.
Loser!
You know he's down there yucking it up. That's right.
So Doug's going to come up with some can you eat that stuff for next week?
Oh, they just supplied content to Middays for about 3 months with that event today. Would you eat a plate of lies? Yeah, Wolverines do every day.
Oh, no. Flag.
What? Flag. Come on, man. Just have a good time.
Plate of lies.
I don't know, man.
What?
Has it got that L.A. sauce over it? The Harbaugh special?
David
comes with steak and a plate of steak and some milk.
Plate of steak and some milk.
There you go. cup of milk.
Oh, David, my gosh.
I'll knock down the calls, yep. But I want to know, if I tell you the Tigers have 41 games left in the season, can we just have a conversation about how to fix baseball? Like, it doesn't work. I don't care if your team's good. It's too damn, the season's too damn long. I'm a Yankee fan. Season's too damn long. Mm-hmm. Ask a White Sox fan. They've been done since opening day. If you're a Tiger fan, it's just like we have got to chop about 6 weeks of this season off the schedule. There has to be a way they can make their money that doesn't involve 162 baseball games.
And that's, I think, the easiest thing is just old-fashioned doubleheaders, Mike.
It would help reduce by, call it, 2 weeks. If you did 7 or 8 doubleheaders, okay? That's fine. You're right. Rico, the overriding theme here is they have to play less games. What's the need for 162 games?
Baseball purist, are you kidding
They're
me?
They're all dead.
No, they're not.
Okay, Peter Gammons is still alive, but everyone else is dead.
Who do you think votes on the Hall of Fame? The baseball purists, because we know.
Okay.
You got to have 162 games because of the records and books and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you already bastardized the records by trying to incorporate the Negro League stats into the baseball stats when the players never played in the same league.
So Mike hates black jobs. All right.
No, don't do that to me. Don't. You just can't take League A and League B and combine them when they didn't play together. You can't. It's crazy. It's like combining the ABA and the NBA.
Segregate the stats. I hear you.
It's like Caitlin Clark and Pete Maravich. Not the same.
He can't hear you, David. He took his headphones off.
Because I'm not going to be vilified for using common sense.
You didn't hear what David just said.
Well, what did you say, funny guy?
Segregate the stats.
There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, because in baseball it's about numbers, Mike. You're the numbers guy. You know all of these things from the exit velo to this to that.
Baseball needs the numbers. And if you reduce the amount of games, all of the little useless facts that the baseball geeks have learned goes out the window.
Well, what goes out the window right now
all over again
is the customer's attention span. Like, if you sat down, I'm not asking you to do this tonight. You have more important things to do. If you sat down tonight and watched MLB tonight, and they go around the league,
yeah,
these places are graveyards.
They are. Right. Because at this point, yeah, everybody who has an NFL team or a major college football team, that's where your focus is now.
Yeah, it'll be full in Philly. It'll be full in New York. It'll be full if your team's awesome and you're in a metro area, you know, 10 million people. Dude, the rest of this league, I'm like, there has to be, I don't know, almost like a restructuring of the sport. We'll get to the people. Let's see what Jeff has to say. We'll go lead off here. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Listen, okay, forget about the fact that Tigers suck and that we're out of it.
Okay.
Okay, as a baseball fan, I'm so glad that you guys are talking about this, because here's my biggest beef with the length of the season. The thing that I don't get is that you spend all this time playing all these games in perfect weather. And this is more applicable to northern teams, whether it be the Tigers or, in your case, Mike, the Yankees. Yeah. I get it. Boston, whatever. Your most meaningful games with guys in ski masks. If you're a playoff team in the north, like, I don't get it.
Placido Polanco in a head warmer. Yes,
exactly. It's so funny that you brought that up, because that's exactly what I was thinking of watching the Tigers in their last run. And I'm watching the second baseman and he's dressed like it's wintertime. Like, what are we doing here? And the other thing, I tried to come up with an example that would be comparable, and it's kind of hard because the other major sports, like football, doesn't matter because you play outside and they play in anything, but like hockey and baseball are indoors. So this is kind of lame, but I tried to come up with an equivalent. Let's say that you got these guys that are playing in the professional golfers in the PGA, and they're trying to accumulate FedEx points. Okay, let's say that you were to string out the golf season really long. We got these guys that make the FedEx Cup. They're competing in these tournaments, but they're playing in blustery winds in the fall with leaves all over the golf course.
Same sport. Oh, here, take it a step further. Jeff, I've always had a problem with the playoffs is look at a team like the Tigers back in the day and a rotation that featured Max and JV and Porcello. And I mean, a real rotation, right? Yet,
right.
When you go to the playoffs, you don't need a fourth and fifth starter.
Nope.
It's a totally different sport.
Nope.
So you play it one way to get there, And then it's a completely different sport once once you're there.
Yeah, because the fourth and fifth starter becomes your middle relievers or go into the bullpen.
Yep.
Right, and then think about this, too. Like, now, I know they don't care about fans, but let's just play that card.
Sure.
Then, on top of it, you're asking fans to pay extra money above and beyond their season ticket packages to sit outside in their winter coats. Yeah. Like, dude, I want to watch meaningful baseball where I can sit in my shorts, keep score, and enjoy the day. Like, it's just, you can totally tell baseball, and I feel like the point that I'm bringing up, not that the other ones aren't relevant, but the point I'm bringing up is a perfect example of how money absolutely drives every decision. They don't care about the players. They don't care about us as fans. They don't care about how much it costs. It's just dollar signs, bro.
Thank you, Scott. No, Jeff, I agree with you. And like I said, make your money. Make a lot of money. But you got to leave a few pennies on the table for common sense. Mm-hmm. All right? You want to make 99 out of every $100. I understand the way the world works. But there has to be a space for the fan and for evolving with your customers. I don't think baseball's doing that.
No.
So, whatever. Just a conversation. Something different. 248-539-9797. We will get some football in the mix. All right, let's get to some football. We got trade winds a-blowing. David, some music, please.
Let's start with that, Rico. Let's negotiate a deal.
This feels personal.
According to reports from Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone is saying that the Steelers have a deal in place to acquire Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers, however, have to okay the deal, and they also have a deal contract on the table for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
What do you want?
David, being that your team really has no players that the Niners really want.
That's awfully hurtful.
Well, it's true. We will take two first-round picks.
I'm not giving you two first-round picks.
Okay. Then we get your first, second, and third round selections in the 2025 draft.
Not giving you that. I will give you a fourth round selection. Because I'm also paying Brandon Ayuk.
Kenny, we're at an impasse.
Hold on. That sounds like a you problem. Wah. So what I'm going to say.
Translation, David. He just called you a bitch.
Well, what I told you before. You and go in the corner by yourself. No. Just no.
You really think it's going to take two first-round picks?
David.
I know that's been reported.
Okay. Amari Cooper was attached to the – like, they're sending back people. You're sending us nothing. A six-pack of what, three meals beer or whatever you guys call it?
No. Can something
I
like that.
Can I ask a
Steel
question?
Steel City beer?
Sure.
No.
But can I get a question? And it's two ways. Yeah. A, if this happens, Kenny, the question's to you, not these two who are arguing with each other. This would mean that the winner of the NFC North is going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because this would be Ayuk leaving San Francisco, no Pro Bowl-level wide receiver coming back. Last time I checked, draft picks can't play this year.
Yeah, if we're just talking about draft picks, absolutely.
Right. No. What?
Because they still have a defense, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I had a question for you.
No,
they
still have one of the best defenses.
David, why would you do it? You already have George Pickens. You already have some receivers. You already have some weapons. Why Ayuk that you would potentially blow up your salary cap and give up a ton for? Explain it to me from your perspective.
I wish you could explain it to me because I've also been wondering the same thing. This is not a move the Steelers make. They don't trade picks. They don't pay this type of money for receivers.
I think it's because your GM
is he's not Kevin Colbert. I'll tell you that much.
No, he's a little bit of a star lover. So, yeah,
you're right about that.
He wants a big name star, and that's fine. But I think San Francisco is sure you're going to pay for Ayuk. You can have him, but it comes at a price. And no, I don't think that, you know, the whole cost of this means that because he's gone, Brandon Ayuk wasn't the reason why they went to the Super Bowl last year. It was the defense.
Let's move on. Had to ask. Don't get it from any point of view, especially the Niners.
Well, they're just not going to pay the wide
receiver.
That's it.
And guess what? Ayuk has to play this year. He's not going to forego $20 million.
And I think they realize, okay, you can play all your games, but we'll see you come game one because you got to play out that fifth year. Go ahead.
David.
So I want to give an update here because we talked about on the show yesterday, the topic was, should the Lions play their starters? Well, I think that has now changed. They had three injuries in practice yesterday. Enos Rakestraw, Terrion Arnold, and the big one was Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, we don't hear from Dan Campbell until later in the week. He would be on the morning show tomorrow, but they're not playing the starters anymore, are they?
I wouldn't. I've stayed consistent with that. I think if you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you're allowed the right to do things differently. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think with the injuries, and you can't now because you can't afford it, because what you're finding out is the NFL is about really who has the most depth, and you don't, especially losing your two draft picks and, you know, the Jahmyr Gibbs hamstring, because that doesn't go away anytime soon. Trust me, everybody's been following Christian McCaffrey's, because you could tweak it at any moment and then you're done for a couple of games and you're just hoping that it's not key games that you have to play. So, David, yeah, Goff, you're not going to see. Like, it's kind of like that deal that Mike gave, and he's like, okay, these four players won't play. I promise you, Sewell, Goff, Hutchinson, like, and Amon-Ra will never see the postseason this year.
Which leads me into this report today. J.J. McCarthy is out indefinitely.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bit of breaking news for you guys. I think I've solved a mystery. I have figured out why Wojo can't work today. You know what today is?
The 13th?
It's Taste of the Big House, where they invite all the media yuck-yucks down there to taste their new menu items for football season.
You know
season.
What? I did see that. Yeah.
I am seeing a lot of stuff, the beers.
Okay. Yeah, now, okay.
Uh-huh.
loser.
You know he's down there yucking it up. That's right.
So Doug's going to come up with some can you eat that stuff for next week?
Oh, they just supplied content to Middays for about 3 months with that event today. Would you eat a plate of lies? Yeah, Wolverines do every day.
Oh, no. Flag.
What? Flag. Come on, man. Just have a good time. With it
crying plate out of loud. Lies.
I don't know, man.
What?
Has it got that L.A. sauce over it? The Harbaugh special?
David?
Comes with steak and a plate of steak and some milk.
Plate of steak and some milk.
There you go. cup of milk.
Oh, my
David,
gosh.
I'll knock down the calls, yep. But I want to know, if I tell you the Tigers have 41 games left in the season, can we just have a conversation about how to fix baseball? Like, it doesn't work. I don't care if your team's good. It's too damn, the season's too damn long. I'm a Yankee fan. Season's too damn long. Mm-hmm. Ask a White Sox fan. They've been done since opening day. If you're a Tiger fan, it's just like we have got to chop about 6 weeks of this season off the schedule. There has to be a way they can make their money that doesn't involve 162 baseball games.
And that's, I think, the easiest thing is just old-fashioned doubleheaders, Mike.
It would help reduce by, call it, 2 weeks. If you did 7 or 8 doubleheaders, okay, that's fine. You're right. Rico, the overriding theme here is they have to play less games. What's the need for 162 games?
Baseball purist, are you kidding me?
They're all dead.
No, they're not.
Okay, Peter Gammons is still alive, but everyone else is dead.
Who do you think votes on the Hall of Fame? The baseball purist, because we know.
Okay.
You got to have 162 games because of the records and the record books and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you already bastardized the records by trying to incorporate the Negro League stats into the baseball stats when the players never played in the same league.
So Mike hates black jobs. All right.
No, don't do that to me. Don't. You just can't take League A and League B and combine them when they didn't play together. You can't. It's crazy. It's like combining the ABA and the NBA.
Segregate
it's not the same.
Stats. I hear you.
It's like
segregate
Caitlin
them.
Clark and Pete Maravich. Not the same.
He can't hear you, David. He took his headphones off.
Because I'm not going to be vilified for using common sense.
You didn't hear what David just said.
Well, what did you say, funny guy?
Segregate the stats.
There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, because in baseball it's about numbers, Mike. You're the numbers guy. You know all of these things from the exit velo to this to that. Baseball needs the numbers, and if you reduce the amount of games, all of the little useless facts that the baseball geeks have learned goes out the window.
Well, what goes out the window right now
over again
is the customer's attention span.
Like, if you sat down, I'm not asking you to do this tonight. You have more important things to do. If you sat down tonight and watched MLB tonight, and they go around the league,
yeah.
These places are graveyards.
They are. Right. Because at this point, yeah, everybody who has an NFL team or a major college football team, that's where your right. focus is now.
Yeah, it'll be full in Philly. It'll be full in New York. It'll be full if your team's awesome and you're in a metro area, you know, 10 million people. Dude, the rest of this league, I'm like, there has to be, I don't know, almost like a restructuring of the sport. We'll get to the people. Let's see what Jeff has to say. We'll go lead off here. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Listen, okay, forget about the fact that Tigers suck and that we're out of it.
Okay.
Okay, as a baseball fan, I'm so glad that you guys are talking about this because here's my biggest beef with the length of the season. The thing that I don't get is that you spend all this time playing all these games in perfect weather, and this is more applicable to northern teams, whether it be the Tigers or, in your case, Mike, the Yankees. Yeah. I get it. Boston, whatever. Your most meaningful games with guys in ski masks. If you're a playoff team in the North, like, I don't get it.
Placido Polanco in a head warmer. Yes,
exactly. It's so funny that you brought that up because that's exactly what I was thinking of watching the Tigers in their last run. And I'm watching the second baseman and he's dressed like it's wintertime. Like, what are we doing here? And the other thing, I tried to come up with an example that would be comparable, and it's kind of hard because the other major sports, like football, doesn't matter because you play outside and they play in anything. But like hockey and baseball are indoors. So this is kind of lame, but I tried to come up with an equivalent. Let's say that you got these guys that are playing in the professional golfers in the PGA, and they're trying to accumulate FedEx points. Okay, let's say that you you were to string out the golf season really long. We got these guys that make the FedEx Cup. They're competing in these tournaments, but they're playing in blustery winds in the fall with leaves all over the golf
course. Right, same sport. Oh, here, take it a step further. Jeff, I've always had a problem with the playoffs is look at a team like the Tigers back in the day and a rotation that featured Max and JV and Porcello. And I mean, a real rotation, right? Yet, right. When you go to the playoffs, you don't need a fourth and fifth starter.
Nope.
It's a totally different sport.
Nope.
So you play it one way to get there, and then it's a completely different sport once you're there.
Yeah, because the right. Fourth and fifth starter becomes your middle relievers or go into the bullpen.
Yep.
Right, and then think about this, too. Like, now, I know they don't care about fans, but let's just play that card.
Sure.
Then, on top of it, you're asking fans to pay extra money above and beyond their season ticket packages to sit outside in their winter coats. Yeah. Like, dude, I want to watch meaningful baseball where I can sit in my shorts, keep score, and enjoy the day. Like, it's just, you can totally tell baseball, and I feel like the point that I'm bringing up, not that the other ones aren't relevant, but the point I'm bringing up is a perfect example of how money yes. absolutely drives every decision. They don't care about the players. They don't care about us as fans. They don't care about how much it costs. It's just dollar signs, bro.
Thank you, Scott. No, Jeff, I agree with you. And like I said, make your money. Make a lot of money. But you got to leave a few pennies on the table for common sense. Mm-hmm. All right? You want to make 99 out of every $100. I understand the way the world works. But there has to be a space for the fan and for evolving with your customers. I don't think baseball's doing that.
No.
So, whatever. Just a conversation. Something different. 248-539-9797. We will get some football in the mix. All right, let's get to some football. We got trade winds a-blowing. David, some music, please.
Let's start with that, Rico. Let's negotiate a deal.
This feels personal, Kenny.
According to reports from Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone is saying that the Steelers have a deal in place to acquire Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers, however, have to okay the deal, and they also have a deal contract on the table mm-hmm. for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
What do you want?
David, being that your team really has no players that the Niners really want.
That's awfully hurtful.
Well, it's true. We will take two first-round picks.
I'm not giving you two first-round picks.
Okay. Then we get your first, second, and third-round selections in the 2025 draft.
Not giving you that. I will give you a fourth-round selection because I'm also paying Brandon Ayuk.
Kenny, we're at an impasse.
Hold on. That sounds like a you problem? Wah. So, what I'm going to say...
Translation, David, he just called you a bitch.
Well, what I told you before, you and go in the corner by yourself. No. Just no.
You really think it's going to take two first-round picks?
David,
I know that's been reported.
Okay, Amari Cooper was attached to the... Like, they're sending back people. You're sending us nothing. A six-pack of three meals beer or whatever you guys call it.
No. Something like that.
Can I ask a question?
Steel City
sure.
Beer? No.
But can I get a question? And it's two ways. Yeah. A, if this happens, Kenny, the question's to you, not these two who are arguing with each other. This would mean that the winner of the NFC North is going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because this would be Ayuk leaving San Francisco, no Pro Bowl-level wide receiver coming back. Last time I checked, draft picks can't play this year.
Yeah, if we're just talking about draft picks, absolutely.
Right. This, no. What?
And because they still have a defense, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I had a question for you.
No, because they still have one of the best defenses.
David, Why would you do it? You already have George Pickens. You already have some receivers. You already have some weapons. Why, Ayuk, that you would potentially blow up your salary cap and give up a ton for? Explain it to me from your perspective.
I wish you could explain it to me because I've also been wondering the same thing. This is not a move the Steelers make. They don't trade picks. They don't pay this type of money for receivers.
I think it's because your GM...
he's not Kevin Colbert, I'll tell you that much.
No, he's a little bit of a star lover. So, yeah.
I think you're right about that.
He wants a big name star, and that's fine. But I think San Francisco is sure you're going to pay for Ayuk. You can have him, but it comes at a price. And no, I don't think that, you know, the whole cost of that, this means that because he's gone, Brandon Ayuk wasn't the reason why they went to the Super Bowl last year. It was the defense.
Let's move on. Had to ask. Don't get it from any point of view, especially the Niners.
Well, they're just not going to pay the wide receiver.
That's it. And guess what? Ayuk has to play this year. He's not going to forego $20 million.
And I think they realize, okay, you can play all your games, but we'll see you come game one because you got to play out that fifth year. Go ahead.
David.
So I want to give an update here because we talked about on the show yesterday, the topic was, should the Lions play their starters? Well, I think that has now changed. They had three injuries in practice yesterday. Enos Rakestraw, Terrion Arnold, and the big one was Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, we don't hear from Dan Campbell until later in the week. He would be on the morning show tomorrow, but they're not playing the starters anymore, are they?
I wouldn't. I've stayed consistent with that. I think if you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you're allowed the right to do things differently. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think with the injuries, and you can't now because you can't afford it, because what you're finding out is the NFL is about really who has the most depth, and you don't, especially losing your two draft picks and, you know, the Jahmyr Gibbs hamstring, because that doesn't go away anytime soon. Trust me. Everybody's been following Christian McCaffrey's, because you could tweak it at any moment and then you're done for a couple of games and you're just hoping that it's not key games that you have to play. So, David, yeah, Goff, you're not going to see. Like, it's kind of like that deal that Mike gave, and he's like, okay, these four players won't play. I promise you, Sewell, Goff, Hutchinson, like, and Amon-Ra will never see the postseason this year.
Which leads me into this report today. J.J. McCarthy is out indefinitely. He has a meniscus issue. He needs to have surgery. Now, they will determine how long he's out based on what they see when they go in for the surgery. Could be the season, could be half a year. This is something you don't want to see with a young quarterback who needs reps.
And it is not about the injury not being serious. No, this is a blessing in disguise. He's not ready to play. The best case scenario to me was to let JJ get comfortable, let him get some reps, let him watch from the sidelines, and maybe halfway through the year, then he could take over. He needs time. And why I say it's best is sometimes organizations get desperate and they end up ruining a kid.
Yeah.
You know who shouldn't have played when he was young? Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think JJ needs time.
So now they won't be forced to play him. Yeah, they can't play him.
Because here's what happens. You start losing, the fans, talk radio. Why don't we just see what JJ can do? And the front office hears that. They feel the pressure. You see the signs. You're hearing the chants in the stadium. Put the kid in. And you ruin the kid. So, no, this does help him out, because I do think that look at this. You can win with Darnold if you're the Vikings. Now, I'm not saying you're going to win the Super Bowl, but you have enough talent around him that it's the same thing. Just don't make mistakes. Don't throw interceptions. Throw it out of bounds. Lean on your star guys, and let's see how far we can go.
So ESPN ranked all 14 playoff teams from last year. And I'm just going to go through the last four, which are under 50% chance of making the playoffs again this year. Gives me yes or no. Los Angeles Rams.
No. Of making the playoffs again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You think they make it? All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at 33%.
No. Somebody's got to win that division. Yes.
Cleveland Browns, Mike, I know how you feel about them. They're at 33% to make it again.
Yes. I'm going to go no.
We agree on nothing.
So weird. I'm a spicy garlic guy.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers are at 29% to make it again.
No. Unless you get Ayuk and just pay the money.
Yeah, that's not no. That's hell no.
Yeah, pay the money, agree.
David, two first-round selections and you make the playoffs.
All right, Teddy KGB.
That is not happening. And then let's close it out with this here because Forbes does this every year with the most valuable franchises of each league. They have released the top 10 in the NFL. Think you're going to guess what number one is. But we can go through
Cowboys.
The list here. The Cowboys are at number one. You know what they're valued at?
Six.
$10.32 billion.
Holy mercy.
That includes that stadium, my friend.
Far wow. ahead of the Rams at number two at $7.79 billion.
Wow.
So.
Good Lord.
Huge gap there. The 10 is the Washington Commanders at 6.3. Raiders, 9, 6.7.
The Giants, 89 cents.
Giants are number three at $7.65 billion.
What a disgrace.
So you could afford Daniel Jones and new quarterbacks. And
no, that's not how the cap works.
You could have paid Saquon.
No, you know what? It'd be nice if they could have afforded building a nice stadium instead of the dump that they erected in the swamp. MetLife sucks.
San Francisco, by the way, is at number five, $6.86 billion.
Guys, these valuations are silly season.
I agree.
It just shows the meteoric rise of the NFL in the last decade. That's really nuts when you think about it.
Lions on there?
Just the top 10. So the Lions aren't here. They released the rest.
No, and the Lions would be undervalued. They don't have a new building. It's different.
It's you know, new, a lot of this new-ish. Is
real. No, it's not. Rico, it's 25 years old.
Yeah, everybody on the top 10 has a new stadium. The Dolphins have renovated their stadium significantly.
No. I promise, Houston's is coming.
No. But you forget, like, yeah, it is. It's like when you hear a song, you're like, oh, that movie is like, that movie's 30 years old. Like, no, it's, oh, my God, it is.
And that is In Football Today.
Houston's.
All right, let's get to some football. We got trade winds a-blowing. David, some music, please.
Let's start with that, Rico. Let's negotiate a deal.
This feels personal.
According to reports from Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone is saying that the Steelers have a deal in place to acquire Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers, however, have to okay the deal, and they also have a deal contract on the table for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
What do you want?
David, being that your team really has no players that the Niners really want.
That's awfully hurtful.
Well, it's true. We will take two first-round picks.
I'm not giving you two first-round picks.
Okay. Then we get your first, second, and third-round selections in the 2025 draft.
Not giving you that. I will give you a fourth-round selection because I'm also paying Brandon Ayuk.
Kenny, we're at an impasse.
Hold on. That sounds like a you problem. Wah. So what I'm going to say.
Translation, David. He just called you a bitch.
Well, what I told you before. You and go in the corner by yourself. No. Just no.
You really think it's going to take two first-round picks?
David.
I know that's been reported.
Okay. Amari Cooper was attached to the like, they're sending back people. You're sending us nothing. A six-pack of what, three meals beer or whatever you guys call it?
Something like that.
Can I ask a question?
Steel City beer? Sure. No.
But can I get a question? And it's two ways. Yeah. A, if this happens, Kenny, the question's to you, not these two who are arguing with each other. This would mean that the winner of the NFC North is going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because this would be Ayuk leaving San Francisco, no Pro Bowl-level wide receiver coming back. Last time I checked, draft picks can't play this year.
Yeah, if we're just talking about draft picks, absolutely. Right.
What?
Because they still have a defense, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I had a question for you.
No, because they still have one of the best defenses.
David, why would you do it? You already have George Pickens. You already have some receivers. You already have some weapons. Why Ayuk that you would potentially blow up your salary cap and give up a ton for? Explain it to me from your perspective.
I wish you could explain it to me because I've also been wondering the same thing. This is not a move the Steelers make. They don't trade picks. They don't pay this type of money for receivers.
I think it's because your GM
is he's not Kevin Colbert. I'll tell you that much.
No, he's a little bit of a star lover. So, yeah.
I think you're right about that.
He wants a big name star, and that's fine. But I think San Francisco is sure you're going to pay for Ayuk. You can have him, but it comes at a price. And no, I don't think that, you know, the whole Costa, this means that because he's gone, Brandon Ayuk wasn't the reason why they went to the Super Bowl last year. It was the defense.
Let's move on. Had to ask. Don't get it from any point of view, especially the Niners.
Well, they're just not going to pay the wide receiver.
That's it. And guess what? Ayuk has to play this year. He's not going to forego $20 million.
And I think they realize, okay, you can play all your games, but we'll see you come game one because you got to play out that fifth year. Go ahead.
David.
So I want to give an update here because we talked about on the show yesterday, the topic was, should the Lions play their starters? Well, I think that has now changed. They had three injuries in practice yesterday. Enos Rakestraw, Terrion Arnold, and the big one was Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, we don't hear from Dan Campbell until later in the week. He will be on the morning show tomorrow, but they're not playing the starters anymore, are they?
I wouldn't. I've stayed consistent with that. I think if you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you're allowed the right to do things differently. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think with the injuries, and you can't now because you can't afford it, because what you're finding out is the NFL is about really who has the most depth, and you don't, especially losing your two draft picks and, you know, the Jahmyr Gibbs hamstring, because that doesn't go away anytime soon. Trust me, everybody's been following Christian McCaffrey's, because you could tweak it at any moment and then you're done for a couple of games and you're just hoping that it's not key games that you have to play. So, David, yeah, Goff, you're not going to see. Like, it's kind of like that deal that Mike gave, and he's like, okay, these four players won't play. I promise you, Sewell, Goff, Hutchinson, like, and Amon-Ra will never see the postseason this year.
Which leads me into this report today. J.J. McCarthy is out indefinitely. He has a meniscus issue. He needs to have surgery. Now, they would determine how long he's out based on what they see when they go in for the surgery. Could be the season, could be half a year. This is something you don't want to see with a young quarterback who needs reps.
And it is not about the injury not being serious. No, this is a blessing in disguise. He's not ready to play. The best case scenario to me was to let JJ get comfortable, let him get some reps, let him watch from the sidelines, and maybe halfway through the year, then he could take over. He needs time. And why I say it's best is sometimes organizations get desperate and they end up ruining a kid.
Yeah.
You know who shouldn't have played when he was young? Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think JJ needs time.
So now they won't be forced to play him. Yeah, they can't play him.
Here's what happens. You start losing, and the fans, talk radio. Why don't we just see what JJ can do? And the front office hears that. They feel the pressure. You see the signs. You're hearing the chants in the stadium. Put the kid in. And you ruin the kid. So, no, this does help him out, because I do think that look at this. You can win with Darnold if you're the Vikings. Now, I'm not saying you're going to win the Super Bowl, but you have enough talent around him that it's the same thing. Just don't make mistakes. Don't throw interceptions. Throw it out of bounds. Lean on your star guys, and let's see how far we can go.
So ESPN ranked all 14 playoff teams from last year. And I'm just going to go through the last four, which are under 50% chance of making the playoffs again this year. Gives me yes or no. Los Angeles Rams.
No. Of making the playoffs again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You think they make it? All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at 33%.
No. Somebody's got to win that division. Yes.
Cleveland Browns, Mike, I know how you feel about them. They're at 33% to make it again.
Yes. I'm going to go no.
We agree on nothing.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers are at 29% to make it again.
No. Unless you get Ayuk and just pay the money.
Yeah, that's not no. That's hell no.
Yeah,
pay the money,
agree.
David, two first-round selections and you make the playoffs.
All right, Teddy KGB.
That is not happening. And then let's close it out with this here, because Forbes does this every year with the most valuable franchises of each league. they have released the top 10 in the NFL. Think you're going to guess what number one is. But we can go through the
Cowboys.
List here. The Cowboys are at number one. You know what they're valued at?
Six.
$10.32 billion.
Holy mercy.
That includes that stadium, my friend.
Far wow. ahead of the Rams at number two at $7.79 billion.
Wow.
So.
Good Lord.
Huge gap there. Wow. The 10 is the Washington Commanders at 6.3. Raiders 9, 6.7.
And the Giants, 89 cents.
Giants are number three at $7.65 billion.
What a disgrace.
So you could afford Daniel Jones and new quarterbacks. And
no, that's not how the cap works.
You could have paid Saquon.
No, you know what? It'd be nice if they could have afforded building a nice stadium instead of the dump that they erected in the swamp. MetLife sucks.
San Francisco, by the way, is at number five, $6.86 billion.
Guys, these valuations are silly season.
I agree.
It just shows the meteoric rise of the NFL in the last decade. That's really nuts when you think about it.
Lions on there?
Just the top 10. So the Lions aren't here. They released the rest.
No, and the Lions would be undervalued. They don't have a new building. It's different.
It's, you know, new, a lot of this new-ish. Is
realistic. No, it's not. Rico, it's 25 years old.
Yeah, everybody on the top 10 has a new stadium. The Dolphins have renovated their stadium significantly.
No. I promise, Houston's is coming.
No. But you forget, like, yeah, it is. It's like when you hear a song, you're like, oh, that movie is like, that movie's 30 years old. Like, no, it's, oh, my God, it is.
And that is In Football Today.
Houston's.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.